Once a thriving metropolis of Yankee industry, Springfield, Massachusetts is today almost broke. Maybe voters were recalling the glorious past when they recently re-elected Mayor Charles Ryan. Re-elected because he held that post before almost 40 years ago. But even the mayor will tell you, same guy, different times. Pippin Ross has this report.
76-year-old Mayor Charles Ryan remembers well his response when, last summer, a whole lot of people begged him to run for office.
Yeah, brother.
People started asking me to run, and at first I laughed at them.
Now, 2 months into the job, he's not surprised that finally he agreed to go after it.
I don't feel any older than I did 35 or 40 years ago. And I'm just used to being involved or engaged.
Walking through City Hall, we come upon a photograph of him as the former mayor.
There's the younger version right there.
1962 to 1968. What was that like?
Well, probably the most turbulent decade in the last century. Vietnam War, Kennedy assassinated, Bobby Kennedy assassinated, Martin Luther King.
So is this any easier?
No, it's not. This is a crazy decade, too, with 9-1-1, the financial problems, the building up of large numbers of poor and underprivileged in the cities.
Stepping outside of City Hall, the difficulty is apparent. Elegant architecture is now crumbling. Ryan sadly observes the homeless men and women congregated in a nearby park. The unemployment and poverty, he says, is the result of once local industries taking jobs to other states or countries. And, he says, federal budget cutbacks to states are gutting communities like this one.
We're getting substantially less money than we were 3 and 4 years ago when the problems were smaller than they are today. And it just doesn't work with that kind of arithmetic.
So he's decided to take a rather extreme measure, urging the few big businesses that remain to lend a hand.
And we can be successful if we work together, if we understand that the federal government or the state government isn't going to bail us out. It's the people of Springfield that are in this battle, and right now it's a battle to save this city.
Already, some of the local businesses are voluntarily brainstorming possible accounting schemes to help the city dodge pending bankruptcy. Meanwhile, Ryan is continuing to use the city's budget to purchase Canadian drugs for municipal employees, a move that's drawn fire from the Food and Drug Administration, but one that could save enough money to rehire laid-off police, firefighters, and school teachers. He's also gearing up to crack down on scofflaws who owe the city $43 million in back property taxes. Will it work?
I'm a lawyer, been a lawyer for 52 years. I've tried a lot of big cases. This will be my biggest case. That doesn't mean I'm necessarily going to win, because I'm aware of the odds that are against our community at the present time. And I believe in the long run that we'll have a fair measure of success.
Ryan's term will end in 2 years. His hope is that by then, he'll accomplish some revitalization and finally can retire. For Day to Day, I'm Pippin Ross.